T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meant to mention this Tuesday, and I forgot. Wasn't here Wednesday yesterday because I was getting a stupid root canal. So I got to mention it here because it's an absolute confession. I got to see that fake punt formation again that Seattle did. That was gorgeous. The one where they split those guys
yeah,
wide.
Yeah.
And the guy was at an angle. I don't even know who it was.
Who would have been the personal protector if they were actually.
Yeah. But he was at that. And I was like, I've never seen this before in my life. And there were big gaps right in front of him. One to the left, one to the right.
They had numbers. If that snap would have gone directly to him and he would have just tried to take, you know, that direct line to the first down marker. They had the numbers there.
Every high school and college coach in America had pressed pause and said, what are they doing here?
If they didn't already have it. I feel like that's the type of stuff
I've never seen that before in my life.
That's the type of stuff that formation. I feel like filters up, right? Like there's some things in sports that absolutely filter down.
Oh, I see. Hierarchy. Like they got that from some high school team.
Yeah, that's the type of stuff that absolutely some high school in Iowa has done a number of times over the last few years. And it just filtered up through the coaching ranks of somebody whispering, like, did you see this? Did you see this? And all of a sudden an NFL team was like, bleep it, let's do it.
It was awesome.
So, hey, salute to D'Amico Ryans, because I would have been like, hold on, time out.
Yeah, wait, no.
What in the hell was that?
What in the hell is this? Yeah. I've never seen it.
He was down for it.
I think he knew that they were just trying to, you know.
Man, I mean, it would be one thing if we see the same old formation when people try to do the little trickery stuff.
Yeah.
But that one, I was like, hold on. Is this something I gotta see it in
use.
Hey Frank, have you seen this before?
Yeah, that's right.
Frank probably, I've never seen this before. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's walk this back.
It was gorgeous. I gotta see it again.
Yeah, it was wild. I don't know if I got to that place where I was like, oh man, that's incredible. I need to see it again.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like you want to see it in action.
I want to see it happen.
Yeah.
How they was gonna do this.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm always here for the trick play, because if the trick play works or it doesn't work, it's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's one of the play, that's why the trick play is fun. Just like for me, I always enjoy, and I guess I played wide receiver in high school, so there's an additional level. The fact that as soon as you see that wide receiver get the football and they start looking like it's a pass play, I love the knowledge that he's throwing that.
No matter what. Cooper Kupp did it.
Yeah, that's right. Because how many chances do I get to do this?
Yes.
I'm throwing it up there.
Nah,
everything beyond that, it's your fault for calling. Sorry.
It did look cool, though. I agree. It looked cool. It didn't look, even with the Colts, remember back in the day, the Colts did that weird one?
Yeah.
Where they actually snapped the ball. I think they was playing the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots just boom rushed the center and tackled. It wasn't even like, that one was kind of like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
This one was like, ooh.
Yeah, okay. It was intriguing.
Yeah.
I wish I had a more fun confession, but honestly, sometimes admitting you don't know is a confession in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't wrap my head around how a head coach like D'Amico Ryans, who is clearly so personable with his players, right, has a standard for him, but also, like, time and time again, we see the link between what is clearly the talking point that coaches handed down, and then what the players say and repeat in various different times, how that link can exist there, and yet we can have a number of games, including this one, where the refrain afterwards is, they're just not doing what we told them.
I hate that.
It doesn't make sense to me. And I don't, like, he might be telling the truth, because you can go through and you can see, like, when he was talking about the short yardage players, I went and watched back all the short yardage players, and you can see the places where you're like, oh yeah, no, that doesn't make sense. That's clearly not what the idea was. Over here, that's clearly not what the idea was. So yeah, there's some of it clearly happening, and yet and still, I don't understand how it happens that a guy that clearly has that connection with his players in multiple different facets has this as a reason as to why things are going wrong to some degree in week 7 of an NFL season. It just doesn't make sense.
And that's something you hear from a head coach that lost the locker room.
Right.
That's something I expect Mike McDaniel to say.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Bill it's over and he lost the locker room, probably going to get fired. That's something I expect to hear from somebody like that.
Yes. Right. Brian Callahan getting out here like, we telling them stuff, they not listening. I'm like, yeah, I wonder why. Yeah, right?
They're checked out.
D'Amico Ryans, it doesn't feel like
they checked out either.
No, and you make a really good point. You
know, especially because we're talking about the defense now. Like, the offense, you could still sell me on. Yeah,
like, get your hands on, you know, the best receiver in the game right now. Nah, I think I got it this way. Oh, wow, that's tough.
Like, how is that tough. I don't understand it at all. Mm-hmm. And so if you got any level of understanding, I'm looking for it. 713-572-4610, that, like, guys are just kind of going into business for themselves. On D'Amico Ryans, a dude that seems like he has a deep connection at the very, very least, even if you want to be as cynical as possible, to his defense.
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So last night was the first night of the new era of Inside the NBA on ESPN.
That's
this
right.
Time. And going into this, I was kind of like, I mean, I don't know if everybody else felt like this, where, oh, they're going to ESPN, they're going to mess everything up, it ain't going to be the same. I got to confess, I was one of those, and I feel like I was totally wrong on this. I watched it from beginning to end, and it felt just like they were on TNT, man. The only difference was the ESPN logo.
Yeah.
I feel like they did a really good job.
And a thinner Charles Barkley.
Yeah, super thin. Shout out to that whatever shot he was on.
Hey, now he was, see, and now you're assuming.
No, he had a commercial for it.
I know.
I about to say he had a commercial for it, and they brought it up. But and he did make it clear that he had to exercise too.
Yeah.
So,
all right,
dog. I thought they did a good job.
Hey,
man.
However you get there, they did.
I thought it was good. They were leaning into the whole ESPN thing. Mm-hmm. I thought that was great. And I don't think anybody was happier than ESPN because they was tweeting out every single clip from that show, man. And I think they're getting their money's worth.
Barkley got dang near, you know, flat out emotional about being on ESPN. You know, it was pretty cool.
And then they called him a little trout sniffing.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, they did.
And then
they
gave him a hard time about that.
I mean, like, kudos to ESPN. Even though they had said it, like, I think a lot of people were skeptical. But they were like, why would
ESPN? Yeah.
Yeah, ESPN was like, why would we pay all this money for this thing and then neuter it? And I'm like, I've seen you do it before.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. And I'm glad that they didn't do that. I mean, hell, them boys was on there talking about they free George Santos, so free CJ McCollum. And I was like, I just know. Those ESPN executives are like, we're going to have to get used to this. We're going to have to get used to this. This is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Just be put up with it.
I love that they're in the same studio, too. They still in Atlanta. That's mm-hmm. I think they used to call it Studio J. Yeah.
Studio J in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Because it's still a TNT Sports property that they're like lending out or leasing out of that way.
They just
to ESPN.
Broadcasting on ESPN.
Subcontracting.
Yeah, I guess. The thing that I enjoyed the most out of it is just everything, like the graphics are all the same as well. Like
the music.
I liked that. Like that feel remains. And so, yeah, I appreciate that those dudes were out there having fun. It was nice. And,
yeah, I thought they was going to have some Kendrick Perkins on there.
Oh, God.
Well,
not yet. Ain't over yet.
Not yet.
All right, now joining us now is Malika Andrews. I thought there was going to be a bunch of that. So I feel better that it's still the same.
No, it was great.
Yeah.
Copyright infringement.
I saw this, man.
Copyright infringement.
Show me the paperwork. Show me the copyright paperwork.
Where was the first place you heard about the Skyline lineup or the Sky lineup?
You said it on this.
Oh, that's right. It was me. That's right. It was me. Rockets are tweeting it out now.
Yeah.
Themselves. What's that attorney's name? I need another attorney.
Tony Busby.
Well, Busby, I'll take him. Willie Wins, where's Willie?
Pushing Wins. Pushing Wins.
Pushing Win. I did see one of those billboards, by
you
the
see
way.
The new
with
one.
The new one. I was like, that just doesn't feel right. Dude, Sky lineup is my thing.
Now,
what'd you do? did you go and put this in the court of law anywhere or on some paper?
Now, if I wanted to push back, I will say you are pretty close with the Tillmans, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they listen a lot,
they listen
right?
all the time.
I'm thinking either A, they probably heard it on the station and they said, you know what, let's roll with this.
Yeah.
Or either B, you kind of talked to them off the record and they said, hey, we're going to go with this thing called Scott. Was it Skyline?
No, I did not. It was my idea. It was my idea.
Prove it.
Tillman, Patrick, I know you listen all the time. Just a little something for the effort. A little something for the effort. Really
I like that there's no, literally zero consideration that maybe the Rockets already had this in the tuck and had come up with
where'd you hear it
idea.
First?
I mean, they might have already had it in the tub.
Why didn't they use it earlier?
Why would they have to?
Hey, they was rolling.
Connect the dots, people.
See, Lopez got an unnamed source that he got this from, and he just went out there real quick. Hey, I got an idea, guys.
That happens sometimes, but not in this case.
Whoa! That's wild. Somebody said, don't get pushed and win. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a hater. Yeah. Apparently,
we push, you win.
T. Mill said that Shaq wandered onto the NHL set. Because, you know, TNT still has NHL.
Yeah.
That's wild. That is hilarious.
Jackie Child, somebody said.
Seinfeld reference is always going to do numbers over here. All right. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in the loop
that's
on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. Actually, you know what? I would like to mix it up. Who want to go see the Houston Cougars? Who want to see the Houston Cougars play? Because caller number 6 right now, 713-572-4610, will win a 4-pack of tickets, mind you, to go see the University of Houston Cougars at TDECU Stadium. Welcome in the West Virginia Mountaineers. Now, that's not this weekend, the weekend after, but you will have your 4 tickets
next week
to be able to see that if you're caller number 6 right now. 713-572-4610. Obviously, tickets provided by the University of Houston. Go out and support this team, 6-1, and looking to really contend in the Big 12 in just year number 2 of Willie Fritz at the helm. So, again, call number 6 right now. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's that time on a Thursday where we do a little buy or sell. Are you buying what these folks in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610. Play along, and we'll do it next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.